Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. The most important decision I ever made in my life was removing alcohol from it. I made that decision 5.5 years ago, and my life has never looked the same. It has changed everything. And I'm not just talking about, you know, getting a bit healthier and feeling a bit more energetic. Every single area of my life has 10x'd as a result of this one decision. Now, at the end of the day, our life is literally the sum of all the decisions that we make. You're in the place that you're in today because of decisions that you've made previously. Now, for drinkers, and for how I was for the close to 10 years that I drank, I would make a reckless decision most days. I would look at a toxin, I would look at ethanol, I would look at this highly addictive drug, and I would decide to put it in my body. And as a result of making that decision continually for almost 10 years, what results do you think happened? I was bloated, I was lethargic, I had low self-confidence. In fact, sometimes I'd hate myself. Sometimes I'd get hungover in the morning, I'd look in the mirror, I'd see that reflection, and I'd just be disgusted. I'd see the bloodshot eyes, I'd see the bloating, I'd see the promises that I'd broke to myself. I'd look in that mirror, and I'd want to cry. Imagine that, a young man feeling that bad about himself, all because of a decision that he decided to make. Well, today in this video, I am going to show you how to make the most important decision that you will ever make. If you're on a journey of trying to not drink alcohol, I promise you one thing. This video could be the last video that you watch on the topic. So when it comes to making good quality decisions, we need to find things that have a very small input but can have a very large output. If we think about the decision to drink alcohol, the actual output of that decision isn't really that great, right? We have a few drinks and then, you know, we feel a bit hungover the next day. Maybe we've upset a family member. Maybe, you know, bad things can happen. Sometimes very bad things can happen from that decision when somebody gets a DUI, right? Somebody's wife kicks them out. But more often than not, we can spend decades getting away with it. We make that decision, we suffer a little bit of a consequence, we continue with our life. But what most people don't understand when it comes to decisions are the second, the third, the fourth order consequences. The decision of drinking alcohol has other consequences, right? We think we get away with it, but then, you know, we don't have the energy to play with our kids the next day. We skip our workout. We eat bad food. We sleep in. We don't call the client. We have these second order consequences. And then these second order consequences go into third order consequences. And after maybe not playing with our kids for a few months, the relationship starts to break away. Maybe after skipping those workouts for 6 months and just choosing to eat that bad food a few times in a row, then all of a sudden, we're getting a bit fat. We're feeling a bit lethargic. And these second, these third, these fourth order consequences are where the disasters happen with alcohol. And the problem with the decision of drinking is the half-life of the decision. So a decision half-life is how quickly you need to make another decision after making that decision. So when it was me when I was drinking, right? I'd drink a pint of beer and then 30 minutes later, I'm thinking, shall I or shall I not have another drink? Then the next day would come around and then the cravings would kick in. And then again, I'm having to make that decision. And I was fatigued by this decision my whole life. Shall I or shall I not drink? So how am I able to go and make decisions on, I don't know, starting a business, on my health, on a relationship, when I am plagued by this decision to drink all the damn time? How am I able to make a decision to read a book that could better my life when all my head is doing is going, drink, not drink, drink, not drink? But you know what the best thing you can do is make one decision. The decision half-life to stop drinking alcohol is infinite. Think about this. You've made this decision 1,000 times in your life. Shall I drink? Shall I not? Shall I drink? Shall I not? Yet every time you keep drinking. Okay, maybe occasionally you say, okay, I won't drink. But you never truly decide to stop. So that decision half-life comes again. The moment you can decide to truly stop drinking alcohol is the moment that your life will change forever. And when I say decide, I mean you decide it so strongly that you never need to make the decision again. I don't need to go to a bar and decide shall I or shall not. This is why I can still go to a bar. I can still be around people that drank. The first year that I didn't drink, I lived in Bangkok for a month. I went out like 5 nights of the week. I'd be out at 3 o'clock in the morning some nights, playing pool, hanging out with my best friend. Everybody around me was drinking, yet I'd have no desire because I made a decision. I didn't try and not drink. I didn't say I'm having a break. I made a true decision to stop drinking, which meant I never had to make that decision again. So I didn't suffer with this decision fatigue every time that I'd be around alcohol anymore. I could go out, somebody around me could drink, and I've already decided I'm not a drinker. This is why stopping drinking has changed every area of my life. Because I've made that decision, I'm not plagued with this decision anymore. I don't suffer with this feeling of having to make this decision every day. This feeling of being crushed. I know my body language is a bit strange, but I'm trying to explain like it was like pushing this decision away all the time. Shall I or shall I not drink? Shall I or shall I not drink? And it was this feeling of being crushed. But once you make the decision, once you make the true decision, once you've truly reframed your beliefs, once you truly see it as ethanol, as that thing that does nothing for you, and you can make that clear decision, then you can start making decisions for your health. Then you can start making decisions for your family, for your business, for growth, for how you can start expanding, for being a better person, for setting a better example for others. The act of not drinking, yeah, sure, it's great. Sure, you will lose weight. Sure, you will feel better. Of course, that's going to happen. But that's the start of it. We don't just stop drinking so we can just, you know, sit around and watch TV. What's the point? You want to stop drinking so you can start making better decisions and build a better quality of life for yourself. If you want help doing that, if you want coaching, if you want a system to follow that works for up to 92% of people and can work in as little as 48 hours, go to soberclear.com or click the link in the description. You and I can see if my program could be a good match for you, but we can help you get to this place where you're able to shift your beliefs and make that decision. I know it's hard, I know it's scary, but it doesn't need to be that way. There is a path for you to follow, and there's a path where you can make one decision that changes your life forever. And if you see on the screen right now, you can just see a few of the random people that have helped that are getting 1 year sober, 3 years sober, 10 months sober, people that have tried to stop drinking alcohol for years, and they all got started by either heading to soberclear.com or clicking the link in the description and booking a call. Let's see if working together could be a good match. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.